Welcome back to another episode of our newest podcast, the BuyAuburn.com podcast. It's pretty simple. All the members of the BuyAuburn.com family, where we try to match up Auburn-owned businesses, whether it's an Auburn alumni, Auburn fan, doesn't matter. If you love Auburn and you got a business, we want to get it in front of as many Auburn fans as possible. So we came up with this idea. Hey, let's do Business Spotlight podcast, and we'll talk about Auburn Connection. We'll talk Auburn football, and then we'll get to know a company that's also a member at BuyAuburn.com that you can, you know, do business with. And for our second episode, we got my man Paul Robertson from Steel Brands.
Absolutely.
War Eagle. At War Eagle to talk Auburn football and talk about his company, which I am partaking in right now. And I got to be honest, I feel great after starting this supplement and kind of targeting men over 40 currently.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get into the details about that here in just a minute. But I want to start with the Auburn connection. Paul, prove your Auburn fandom. Prove that you're an Auburn-owned business. What's your Auburn connection? Let everybody know.
Well, it runs deep. It's kind of a family thing. I'm class of 91, graduated from Auburn in business administration. But my sister went to school there, graduated from there. My two nephews, also Auburn grads. My oldest daughter, I'm a father of five daughters, and my oldest was the one that went to school at Auburn, and I have the youngest is named Auburn. So I've got a little bit of a connection to Auburn.
That's awesome. So where's home base right now?
Home base is in Raleigh, North Carolina, but I'm originally from Alexander City. So
nice.
I was close in proximity, grew up on Lake Martin, and, you know, was always on campus from my earliest memories. So
do you get to come back much? You come back to many games?
Yeah, I try to come back. Of course, my parents still live there, so I try to come back to visit them, and I'm back at least for two games, one of which is always the Auburn-Alabama game for Thanksgiving, because I can kill two birds with one stone.
There you go.
I try to come back one of the early games and try to get back with some of the games that hopefully are matter at the end of the season.
Yeah, man, hopefully we can. Yeah, exactly. Let's get some games in November that actually mean something. That'd be fun.
Exactly.
Oh, what's that like?
And plan a bowl trip. That's what I'm used to.
Hey,
you know? I mean,
maybe a first round playoff trip or something like that.
Exactly.
That'd be a blast. No, I love it. So Alex City, born and raised, and get to come back occasionally. What is your growing up? Obviously, if you're close by and you spend a bunch of time at, you know, on campus and visiting campus, what's your favorite memory? Like, what's your favorite Auburn memory where you look back and you're like, that's either where I became an Auburn fan, or that's the first memory I had as a fan, or favorite memory, doesn't matter. What's your best memory of being an Auburn fan?
Oh, that's easy. Very clearly, I remember this day. I was probably 7 years old, so it was back in the 70s.
Love it.
And my dad took me with him and his friends to an Auburn game that had great seats. But back then, a lot of people don't know this, but they had like grass around the stadium, and you could around the field, and kids would go down there and play in the grass while the game was going on. We'd get the little footballs and stuff, but it was also during the age that they had tearaway jerseys.
Oh.
And I wasn't aware of what you did, but at one point, all the little kids ran up to the brick wall, and the trainers started throwing out the ripped up jerseys,
shards
of jerseys. And I ran up there late, and I didn't get one, but I remember it was either Crib or Andrews.
Yeah.
His jersey had just gotten ripped off, and he handed it to the trainer and said, "Give it to that guy." And he pointed to me, and I'll never forget it.
Wow.
And at that point, I had this nasty tearaway jersey, and I remember that was when it was like, okay, this is my place. And
you still have it?
School there, the 89 Iron Bowl, when they first came to Auburn to play, and the RVs got there like on Monday before the Saturday game, and you had to walk to class through the RVs, and they would be cooking, offering you food and stuff. So I can remember as early as 7 years old that moment that really meant a lot to me, and it just made me feel like a family. So
do you still have that jersey shard?
I do not. I wished I'd have kept it though. Really do.
That would have been cool. Especially if it was one of those guys with the way memorabilia is today. That would have been that would have been pretty sick.
Oh, absolutely.
That is so cool to think about that era. That was a pretty quick, like, tearaway jerseys. That wasn't very long, was it? Like, that was kind of
like just two seasons.
Two seasons.
And that was it. Yeah.
There's so many cool videos of that, though, where, like, guys are running and then their jersey just disappears. Like, it just rips.
And they just kept running.
That seems like so on brand for college football, though, trying to fix problems that don't really exist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to think of ways to fix problems that nobody's really complaining about. But, so I guess growing up, obviously, you know, you've been a fan through multiple coaching, different coaches, a lot of different teams. Who stands out as, like, your all-time, this is my guy, this is my Auburn, like, this is my all-time Auburn favorite player? Who is it that jumps out to you?
Yeah, it's a little bit before my time, but watching all at Auburn. But obviously, I was old enough to watch him play. But Bo Jackson, obviously, he's the best athlete to ever come through. And I know that's an easy pick.
Sure.
And I know there's many, but that was an easy pick for me. Bo Jackson, I loved him as a three-sport athlete. And
that would have made you how old during that time?
It was just right prior to me going to school there. So I would have still been in junior high or high school. So, and I remember he came to the Russell pool one time and I got to go meet him. And so it was, because Russell had the account for Auburn during those days. And so they had him at the Russell pool. And I remember going there and seeing him and just watching him play. That was probably, something we'll never see again come through.
Do you have a favorite Bo memory or favorite Bo story that, like, when you watch all the stuff, or, like, I guess you saw a lot of it, at least in person or in real time, like, do you have one that jumps out that's just, like, your favorite Bo play or Bo memory?
Oh, yeah. Well, when he switched directions, he started right and just switched direction, went left, and just got that corner and went all the way down. I'm trying to think of that game.
That was the Iron Bowl.
Was the Iron Bowl. That's right. That was the Iron Bowl. Yes.
I've seen that highlight where he they, like, pitch it to the right, and then he switches field, and when he flips it and hits the corner, he's gone.
And nobody's close, and he just, like, is just like another gear. It almost looks like a video game.
They sped the tape up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. And to do it at that size, and a lot of us talk about, like, we talk about Auburn's newest commit, Mycen Johnson Cook. Like, if you look at his size, like, that's kind of the size that Bo Jackson was in.
Yes.
Like, imagine Bo Jackson running imagine getting that guy at that size that can run like a 4.2 at the NFL combine. I mean,
that guy's history is kind of like Bo Jackson's history as well. You know, the sports and the way
the track and all that kind of.
The 100 and his 100 times are really close. So, you know, it's pretty sick, man.
Oh, for sure. Paul, man, we've been in the dark age. I've labeled it the dark ages.
Absolutely.
Of football. It's been awful. We've had some fun with other sports.
Yep.
You know, to help us get through the dark ages.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. But, man, got a new coach. It feels like there's a lot of excitement building. I know I talk about it every day, so I don't necessarily – I can read the comments and I can read the feedback. But from an Auburn fan perspective, like, how are you feeling, or, you know, all the way up in Raleigh, North Carolina, about – this new coach and everything you're seeing and hearing about him?
Well, first of all, I think he's exactly what Auburn needed. You know, I lived through the Barfield days, and so it has been dark before, but just it didn't seem like it was this long of a dark period. And it always seemed like we brought someone in. It wasn't like a three-coach, stint.
Rebounded quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as far as Golish is concerned, the one thing that I think sticks out to me that we needed at Auburn is constancy of purpose. That's a little bit different than consistency. Constancy is you have a constant single purpose, and he knows every move has a reason. Everything you do has a reason.
Purpose.
Purpose. Absolutely. And that's the one thing that I really am putting a lot of faith in. You know, I hadn't had a chance to watch him a whole lot in his career as far as Florida, Tennessee. I'm a little bit aware of it, but I'd really like his attitude and his outlook on how to approach the game.
Yeah.
And Auburn, everybody can already see that's what we were missing, from the sloppy offensive line play to the prima donnas and the princesses that were out on the field, you know, that were like, you know, mentally weak, I guess I would say. And hey, I'm not saying they were dumb. I'm saying when they weren't tough. Like, you know, we're used to having players that are tough, man. They get punched in the mouth, they're coming back twice as hard. And we didn't have that. And I think it was, you know, a combination of coaching and also this NIL thing and players getting the money and taking away the pride and also the ability to switch schools and, you know, several times in a course of your career. I think all of that kind of hit Auburn really, really hard. It was the perfect storm for this dark age.
No doubt. No doubt. One thing you said, and I had a friend that played, a good buddy, one of my best friends, played at Alabama, and he was right there at the end of the transition between Shula and Saban. And, again, I'm not comparing the two. Like, I'm not saying that Golish is the next Nick Saban, but one thing Saban always focused on is, like, the results will take care of themselves. It's the process. It's like every single step in the way has a purpose. And, like, we have to make sure those things are, like, done with purpose and emphasized, because if you follow these steps logically, it will end in wins. Like, it'll end in success. So, seeing, like, to the point where I think I talked about this on one of the shows, they're taking the media room in this brand new football facility. I mean, how often do you remodel a 2.5-3-year-old building? They're taking the media room and they're turning it into this giant football only cafeteria where they're going to serve 3 meals a day. So when we're talking about little things, we're talking about all the way down to, we're going to know what these guys are eating.
Yes.
What they're putting in their body. It's going to be tailored to them. Like, those are the little things that I think Auburn has missed.
Absolutely.
So many, focusing on the results and not all the steps it takes to get to the results. And honestly, that may be why Auburn can have spurts of really high success and not able to sustain it. So maybe this is a step in the direction of maybe building success and sustaining it. I think that's what everybody hopes for. All right, we've talked about Auburn enough, Paul. Let's talk about steel brands, and I can be a case study and just tell you how it's made me feel since I've started using it. But talk about your company, all the plans and everything that goes along with it, and honestly, how people can find it.
Absolutely. So we are Steel Brands, and the way you can find it is steelbrands.com. That is the website. We are set up for a subscription-based commerce. So, but the way that Steel Brands got started is, I have always been lived an active lifestyle, and I've always been one to keep, you know, I've kept a corporate job and a side hustle, and then that's just the way I've lived. But with 5 daughters, I almost had to out of necessity, but
yeah, you had no choice. I meant to say that earlier.
So one of my side hustles back in the day, I was a personal trainer, and I started a personal training studio, and we focused on professionals, and all of my clients were like in that 1%, you know, commercial real estate, doctors, lawyers, and they would come in literally on their phone doing business, and I would have to have everything set up and go through everything. And 100% of them would say, "Paul, what do I need to take?" And then about 95% of them would hand me their credit card and say, "It doesn't matter, whatever, just bring it to the next session." So I really realized that, hey, number one, they want to focus on what matters to them. They know what they need to do, but they'd rather focus their time, which is their most valuable commodity. They want to focus it on their business, their family, their hobby, whatever. They wanted someone else to figure out how they need to work out, what weights they need to use, and then their nutrition. So I said, wow, that is actually something that all 40-year-olds with families, with careers, with businesses, with hop, whatever you're doing, you don't want to have to go into a GNC and listen to a 19-year-old tell you what you need to take.
Or stand in front of that aisle of vitamins, and you're like, where do I even begin?
And they didn't want to go on the internet and spend 2.5 hours of that valuable time looking on what do I need to take as a man for 40 for joint health, and then going to this. And then, of course, the financial part of it. So I was taking all the stuff. I did a lot of research. I had already done all that. And I had a cabinet full of pill bottles, bags, everything you could think of. And it hit me. I was like, there's got to be a better way. So I started working with a lab in Atlanta. And we started coming up. I went to them with the problem. And I said, I think there's a way we can put everything together, check all the boxes, and make it a one-stop shop for someone who wants to maintain their health over 40. And they agreed. And we went through and we came up with this formulation with this package of the Vitality Box. And of course, we also have proteins. We have creatine. We have amino acids if you want to get that a la carte. But our flagship was the Steal the Man Vitality Box. And that was the purpose, to give someone that's over 40 that wants to get an all-in-one, all-inclusive supplement box delivered to their door every month so they don't have to think about it. That's what we set out to do, and that's what we did. And it also is an inherent need for me. I like helping my fellow man. I've always wanted to, I've always hung out with a really tight group of guys, and we've always helped each other all the way through Auburn. You know, I have seven really, really close friends, and we have a company on the side called 786. All seven of us graduated in 1986, but from Benjamin Russell. We've been together forever, but we're almost like a military group. We really watch after each other. We help each other. So that was all part of this, came together to build this idea of giving a man over 40 a one-stop shop, and they can go. And we've got that flagship Steal the Man supplement group. And we also want to do it in personal care group, like skin care, hair care, beard care. And that is the business plan going forward. But right now we have the supplements, and we're pushing that and getting that to live on its own. So that's how that got started. And I love it. It is a business of passion. I've been in the corporate world for 34 years. I retired as a CEO of an international manufacturing company. And I was traveling. I was in Israel for once a month and doing business in Canada, Mexico, all over the place. And this, once I retired, it took about 6 weeks, and I was like, I can't do it. I got to do something else. And so this is what happened,
man. And that is so true. And I mean, Paul, what did I say to you? I mean, what did I ask you? I said, Paul, what do I need to take?
Yep.
Like, I went to the website. I was like, all right, what do I need to get?
Exactly.
That question is, I'm assuming, like a lot of folks, that our demographic is a lot of the same age guys. That's a lot of the things you're asking. You go into Publix, you go into the supermarket, you go into the GNC, the pharmacy, whatever, and you're looking and you're like, oh my God, where do I even start? ChatGPT, tell me what to do, whatever.
Yep.
And you know, you just want somebody to be able to say, tell me what I need. Tell me what to do. And the Vitality Pack is the way to go. It's got four different vitamins in it, and you got an evening and you got a morning, and you know what, you just take one, and you take one pack in the morning, take one pack before you go to sleep, and then guess what, you can sign up for a subscription, get a little bit of a discount.
Yep.
They'll send it right back to you, so you can pick up on the next 30 days and just make that part of your health routine. For guys, you know, I'm just now 40, but it's something I need to be, you know,
never too soon to start thinking about soon. That though, your health, it'll get away from you. So the best way to do it is to start now. Exactly. So you're way ahead of the curve on that. But yeah, they're individually packed. So you have a packet for each day. Yeah. And for travel, that's also because I was traveling a lot. I thought, man, instead of making Ziploc bags full of pills, make them convenient. So we have these individual packets that you just throw. If you're going for 4 days, you throw four of those packets in there. For the morning, four in the night, and you're good to go. So
can't be any easier.
Like it cannot be.
It can't be any easier. So, Paul, man, I really appreciate you. Obviously, we wish you the best of luck with everything. War Eagle, all the Auburn stuff. fired up to have you here, fired up for you to be part of buyauburn.com. Make sure everybody goes checks out steelbrands.com.
That's it.
Get that right? Steelbrands.com.
Right. You're absolutely right.
And you know, this is audio only, so I can't like throw up the website, but I'll put the link in the description and all that good stuff. And hey, support an Auburn guy. So if you're looking to get your health going in the right direction and you're an Auburn fan, start with an Auburn guy. You got to know him. You know his Auburn fan credentials. Show him some love, and we really appreciate it. We're going to do more of these. So if you want to have your own podcast feature, your business spotlight, this is the way to go. Trying to give you the most value of your buyauburn.com membership. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a great rest of the weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.